A new report published today by Sport Ireland has shown a rise in the overall levels of physical activity among adults during the COVID-19 restrictions. The quarterly report, however, found a decrease in organised sport participation. The report says adults walking for recreation has gone up from 65% recorded in 2019 to 76% recorded in the first quarter of 2021. Una May, Director of Participation and Ethics at Sport Ireland, can tell us more. It seems on the face of it a bit counterintuitive. During the lockdown, we've been getting more exercise.
Well, I suppose, sadly, the reflection of the restrictions is shown in the numbers of people involved in organised sport, because clearly that was not really an option. But I think what's really important from our point of view is that we're seeing the evolution of a culture of physical activity in Ireland. People have recognised during the past year the really, really enormous benefit that sport and physical activity can provide, not just for physical and mental health, but just overall general well-being. And people have recognised this, they've taken up new activities, they've maintained those activities, and we're really happy to see that there are less people inactive, which is a difficult number to shift, I suppose, over time.
Yeah, well, anyone who walks around our towns and cities, even out in the countryside, will have seen, you know, lots of people out running, walking, trying to get that exercise, which they might have got elsewhere in the gym or at an organised sports activity of some sort. So you would anticipate, I presume, that now as we move to ease the restrictions, people will be very keen to get back to the kind of taking of exercise that they had enjoyed before the lockdown.
Yes, and that sort of pattern is exactly as you've described. We have 17% of people took up a new sport or physical activity during the year that's just gone by. But of those, 85% of them expect to continue this new activity, so that's very promising. Of those 44% who gave up their activities, 89% intend to return as soon as they can. What we do have to take into consideration is that there is a relatively high level of fear amongst the population of getting back into organised sport, and that's something we have to take into consideration as we progress and develop and plan for the return to a more normal sport and physical activity opportunities.
Yeah, presumably outdoor sporting activities will play an important role there. That's what we'll be doing initially anyway.
Well, exactly. They've proven to be effective and beneficial for people during this past year, and we have a lot of opportunities available to people, and certainly as for now, as the situation currently stands, it's really important that we maintain the opportunities for people to be active outdoors. And I suppose it's timely, obviously, that, you know, we're moving into the summer months with greater levels of daylight hours, hopefully better weather, so all the indicators are that we can get people active in the outdoors straight, well, they already are, which is really promising.
And what about outdoor facilities? Are they anywhere near what might be desirable?
Well, there has been an absolutely enormous increase in the number of people who have taken to being active in great outdoors, as you might put it. And the infrastructure has struggled under the pressure, and we've had to work very closely with partners and key departments and other state agencies in ensuring that whilst we really encourage people to be active outdoors, that they do that in a responsible way and have respect for the environment that they're entering. So that's around the whole issues around parking and dog control, littering, that sort of thing. So we've worked very closely with Department of Community and Rural Affairs and also with our partners in state agencies, the likes of Cuilte, to increase the messaging around responsible use of the outdoors. But the infrastructure is there, and we are, as a country, are really set up. Fall to Ireland has been focusing on venture sport tourism going forward, so we know we have the infrastructure, and we're surrounded in a coastal waters we've seen, despite the fact that swimming pools have been locked and closed, the doors have been closed on swimming pools, that there are still 1% of the population who are swimming, and there's only one place they can be swimming, and that's the open water outdoors in January. So we have seen that people have acknowledged and recognised what's available on their doorsteps and are really taking opportunities to be active. We have over 1,000 trails on our trails register, and we hope that people will be able to take the opportunities to go out and enjoy those trails as they can now extend slightly further outside their own county.
No excuse, Una, for not losing a few of those lockdown pounds that some of us might have accumulated. We'll leave it there. Una May from Sport Ireland, thank you for that.